Welcome back to the Benj Buzz, where I'm here with Coach Stan Benj after a win that you could say is probably amazing, and I think one of the best coached games I've seen all year. You know, you and Risinger both coached amazing games back and forth. It felt like a chess match. What is it like going up against a coach that has been so successful and is so tenured like him?
Well, you know, during the game you worry about your team and so forth, but yeah, I mean, most of the coaches out there are very good now, and Rick's one of them, and so we've just been doing it a long time.
So I think we'll get to the question everybody's asking about. What were your thoughts on the last shot, McKenzie making that shot, you know, for the win?
Yeah, I mean, you know, huge shot. I mean, you know, Aubrey made a good decision on where she passed the ball, and, you know, we were ran something that didn't really work, and then Shania did a nice job of making the cut to the basket like she needed to, and she wasn't open, and that opened up for McKenzie to go to the open spot. Her person was helping, and then she knocked it down. So, I mean, all the props to all the players. It was a nice win.
So that wasn't a designed play?
Well, it was and it wasn't. I mean, it's what we needed to do, but, yeah, it's what was open, and so McKenzie took advantage of it.
Absolutely. You know, in that game that you guys had, some in the last two games, you guys have struggled with fouls. I would say Shania and Sulter both Curry and Sulter have both gotten to four fouls the last two games. Going into, you know, postseason state tournament, how do you look to, you know, dial it back on the fouls when it comes to that?
Well, it's difficult. I mean, we're an undersized team, and so they have to battle in there, and they're battling their tail ends off, and you know that they're going to get some fouls sometimes when you have to battle so hard. So a lot of it is how the game's being called and so forth, and you got to do that. But the big thing is we can't commit any silly fouls or fouls that add up, because there's certain situations in a game that fouls are going to be called on you. So we got to avoid the ones we can't avoid.
Did you know when you watched that game, it felt neck and neck, but at some point it felt like you guys had and really won the game even before you won it. How did you guys propel yourselves to that victory that night?
Well, we didn't start out real good. I didn't think we started out with a lot of energy and so forth, and Carmel got the lead early. But then I thought, you know, in the middle two quarters, the middle part of the game, I thought we played some pretty good basketball. And then, you know, at the end, we made two or three bad decisions on maybe shot selection, that kind of thing, and Carmel took advantage of it and came down to that last shot then.
You know, and absolutely, it's so crazy when you have a shot like that. You had a shot like that last year to step back three to win it. What is it like for you when that happens? You know, what are your feelings on it? Do you feel like, oh, we shouldn't have been in that situation? Or is it like, I'm going to focus on the good for now, and then we'll talk about the bad later?
Well, you just focus on the moment, and that's all you can do. In any basketball game, no one's ever played a perfect game. No one's ever done everything right in a game. The game goes back and forth. There's momentum swings and so forth. And so you want to perform the best you can in that moment of the game.
Absolutely. And early in that first half, you were saying you weren't playing good basketball. What made them, you know, kind of decide to dial it in, make sure that they win this game? What was the conversation like that when you guys had that conversation?
Well, I don't know if they dialed it in or anything. It's just sometimes, you know, when you come out, you have a lot of energy and things are working out and, you know, the ebbs and flows. And I don't know whether, you know, exactly, but, you know, they're competitive. What I like about this team, they're competitive. And so once they saw they weren't doing what they needed to, they stepped it up. And, you know, that's a huge attribute for a team.
You know, and absolutely. And going into the state tournament against Avon, how critical is it going to be to put as much pressure on the ball as you can throughout this tournament?
Well, Avon likes to drive, likes to take the basket. If you remember the first time we played them, they had us down by quite a bit, 16, 18 points early in the game. And so you know, they like to take the basket. So you always want to put pressure on the basketball, contain the basketball, do not let them get easy shots. And then, you know, it should be a heck of a game.
Very exciting. So when you look forward to that game, again, you say driving to the basket, what is going to make your team successful versus this Avon team?
Well, we've got to be hooked up, not allow the dribble penetrations, you know, and you've mentioned it, the silly fouls. So when they do drive and so forth, that we stay in front of them, make them make tough shots. And then at our end, we have to hit shots. I mean, you know, no matter how complicated you make the game, it comes down to you make the shot that you take. And so we need to be able to do that.
Yeah, and, you know, looking forward to the next game, do you ever look forward, or are you just always focused on the game in front of you? Like, do you look forward, even though you don't know who's playing Saturday, do you look forward to Saturday? No, because you're that confident in the team?
No, not, I mean.
Not ever.
The way I say it, the best team in the state is the team that you're playing next. And so right now I feel that Avon's the best team in the state. So if we're able to be successful against Avon, we'll look at the next one. But, you know, every once in a while you have a real weak opponent, but that's not the case anymore.
No, this sectional is stacked. When you, because I feel like everybody, because you're in this sectional, is starting to not write you off, but kind of overlook you with, you know, with Plainfield and Warren and all these teams in this sectional. Do you expect to make noise in this sectional? I expect you guys to make noise, but do you expect?
I think we have the ability to, but, you know, you got to give your props. I mean, Plainfield, Brownsburg, and Pike are three of the top 10 teams in the state. So, I mean, it's only natural you do that. And Avon and us are both about 500, but I think both of us have good teams. So, it's a good sectional. I don't think it would be a huge surprise if either Avon or us won this sectional. But it's not going to be easy because, like I said, the other three teams are top teams in the state.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely tough to beat, because one of those three teams is probably going to end up in that sectional championship. You have to go up once again against one of those teams. Okay, let's talk about rematches. When you rematch a team, you get what they did, but you played Avon pretty early this season. Does it feel like you guys are a different team, and do you feel like they're a different team now than what they were?
Well, really, we played them in January. It wasn't that long ago, but it will be a totally different game. I mean, one of their starters did not play, and then another one didn't play after the first quarter. So, you know, that's different. We had a little bit of foul trouble also, and so one of our better players didn't play. So it will be a totally different game. And how each team responds that night will depend on who the winner is.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to thank you so much, Coach, for coming in today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Good luck on Friday. Can't wait to see it. I will be on the call, so I'll be there. Hopefully we get a great game. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong.